views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
It this way, and it goes on and on and on. But this time, it's not just between you and I. This is to our Heavenly Father upstairs. This is up to Jesus Christ. And it says, for people will be lovers of themselves, boasters, admirers, disobedient to parents, and without self-control, and brutal and loving good. Well, what I'm saying, this is where my part is, where boasting, love of themselves, and a whole lot of other things that goes on and goes with that. The reason why, you have your notice as, when the preacher opened the doors to the church. Now, I'm taking something from Slim's and Supreme Ranger, a word out of there, out of Slim's song. He said, you made God a promise and you didn't go through. And he also said that people go to church, and the doors open, and they'll come up, say, they'll join the church, shake the pastor hand, this and that and the other. And they, you made a promise that you were don't do nothing wrong. You made a promise that you're not going to do the things that you've been doing. But all of a sudden, while you made that promise, but did you think, or would you, when you said it, was you able, deep down, would you really feel that you were going to keep that promise, or are you going to break it? Well, let me take it piece by piece, inch by inch, and phrase by phrase, and the way I can give it to you the best way I know how. Now, if you have any questions about this topic, you may call me at the station at 614-817-5588, and we will get to, we'll discuss about it. Now, I don't have an expert with me, but I'll do the best I can. Today, we have people that make promises, and they shake the pastor's hand and everything, and they're all together okay on Sunday morning. But the promise here is broken Monday through the Friday. It can be broken any day at any time. We have promised to say that I'm not going to do this anymore, and I'm not going to do that. But here's the phrase that I would use. You don't make a promise to the Lord and don't keep it, because he is watching you. He is watching you because you and listening to what you are saying. When you make promises to him and you make promises to keep his king, his ruling, and his blessings, and whatever he has that you made to him to help you along the way, there's a flaw somewhere down the line that you will break it. Somewhere to come along, there's a weakness that's within in us that we will somehow forget about how what we said and what we promised. You go out, sometimes you go out at night, and you know you ain't supposed to be going out at night doing these things, but I'm not going to say what it is, but it happens. You say that I'm not going to gamble anymore, I'm not going to go out and drink all night and stay out all night long, but you do it. But you never thought when you go back into that life that you said you forgot and you're in that life doing this and that and the other, and you forgot to say, I'm not doing this, you know, where's your, what are you thinking, what are you truthful about, what you said you were going to do or not do. I know someone say, you sometimes you say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore, and I'm not going to do this anymore, but somewhere along the line, you try to get yourself straight. And I'm not the type, sometimes you have friends that haven't came where you've been or haven't decided to make that choice you made. And somewhere they come along, and you talk to them, and all of a sudden you're right back where you left. And you go back to where you left. You cannot understand why you did it, but you forgot. You forgot what you told Jesus Christ. You forgot what you told our Heavenly Father in heaven, that you want to be free of your sin and you want to be free of this. But that was a promise that you made to him. But all of a sudden, you decide, well, I done made this promise and everything, and you forgot about the promise that you did make. So let's say we go back to, let's take one for instance. Let's say you go back to drinking all night and partying all night. You said you weren't going to do that. But somewhere around the line, you get back out there and then you take that first drink or that first shot of liquor, and all of a sudden things begin to feel good and things begin to change around you. So that's the first step, or maybe your first step. Or you may be doing a drug, maybe a drug you might took, that could help turn out to be too. But once you started, you forgot about what you had told the pastor, and you forgot what you told the Lord. But see, our good Lord is merciful God. He forgive you so many times, but you keep going and going and going and going. That's the first promise that has rule number one. Rule number two. Second one is, you go back into your street language. You start cussing, lying, and breaking the rules. And what happens when you break the rule? When you break the rules, you don't feel it, but you're still out there. You're on cloud, like let's say cloud nine. And you up there on cloud nine, you forgot about, you enjoying this cloud nine. You're out there just taking things apart bit by bit. When you do that and you still forgot what you said, you're still breaking promises. The friends that you have, they didn't make a promise. They made a promise to keep you down and made a promise to hold you, bring you back into their fold and into their club. And once you get into their club and back into that fold, you forgot everything that you was taught and you forgot everything that was told to you. I'm going to enjoy this while I can. I can go back. Yeah, you can go back. But you went back and you jumped on it the first time, but this time it might take you a little bit longer to get back, because sometimes Satan has a way of giving you temptation and put the temptation on you. When temptation comes, it hits hard. You might see a pretty lady walking down the street, and she have a miniskirt way above her knees, and she looking good. That's temptation. But remember, you made a promise that you weren't going to do that, but you broke it. So therefore, it's shame on you. There's another shame. Then next thing you know, there's a place they call Shame in the City. You go to Shame City. That city, once you walk back into Shame City, you're back on the same old streets, same old clubs, same old back alley, same bootleg clubs, same everything, whatever it is there. You're back out there again. But remember, you made a promise that you weren't going to do it, but you're breaking it inch by inch. You can't always break promises. You can always break promises. You shouldn't always break promises, but you broke a promise to the Lord himself. You told him that you wanted him to help you, and you promised to do what he asked you to do. But same time, while you're out there and think you're Joe Cool, but Joe Cool is bigger than you. Hey, remember, let me take a phrase a little bit. I remember what Bishop Schultz said yesterday, or Reverend Jones said Sunday, my mistake. But they said that, you know, Joe, Lord asked Satan, are you considering my servant Joe? And, you know, Joe was a loyal man unto God, but he was tested. And sometimes some of us are like Joe, and some of us are not like Joe. Some of us will get out there to, when they break this promise, they forget about what they made, the promises they made. Somebody could do something to them while you try to get cleared up. And sometimes you get forced back into that, which is, I ain't gonna say forced back, but sometimes you put yourself back there and you're not supposed to go back there. Another, shame has a way of making you, whether you know it or not, feel bad. Shame, you get so ashamed that I did it. It's like a sad story. It's like you walking down the street looking at the ground. You go into self-pity because you broke a promise. You made God a promise, and you never came through with it. You never deal with it. And what I'm saying is this, that did you really, really take time to think before you made that promise? Did you really make that promise? Did you really take time out to do that promise? Because if you didn't take the time and think about what you said and what you're going to do, you're not really fully committing yourself. You're half and half, which is called half-stepping. You don't want to half-step of what you're doing or how you're doing it. It happens. Some of it don't. Sometimes there are things that we do that we're not even have knowledge of. But you still broke the promise. You still broke the promise. And therefore, the shame start coming out daily, inch by inch. And when the shame starts, it lifts you up. You don't broke the promise. But you don't step back in, went back to the same city. And what happens, you're up there, it's showing you a lot of good things. It's showing you, say, well, I can show you this, I can show you that, but at the meanwhile, you're not looking at under the cover of it. It looked good out front, but in the back of it, there is shame. But you made a promise, and you broke it. You made a promise, and you didn't keep it. You made the promise, and it became that it got so shameful. You're beginning to turn on your own good brother, the one that's trying to help you. You turn your back on him. That was a promise that you made, but you're still going in shame. You're going the shame. Way you decide there's two roads, right or the left. The right road is the good road, the left road is the shame road. And you half stayed stepped there. You're right in the middle between two splits, like a Y, right and left. But you let somebody or let something that comes up, one of Satan's partners, buddies, come up to you and say, let's go this way. and you went that way, but you forgot about the shade, the promise that you made. And when you made that promise, you broke it. As another shame. That's another shame. Here's another thing I would like to say. I'm going to put out there. Have you noticed? I'm going to let me go to the some of the our so-called friends in the church. We got people that in church that are still doing what they say they're not doing. You got people that say promise. Say they told the Lord they wasn't gonna do this, and I don't do this, and I don't do that no more. Okay, it's there on a Sunday morning, but what about Monday through Friday? You may be a beautiful angel Monday through Friday, but when Monday come, you change. You go back out and do the same thing. You got even deacons, and you got some of these young ladies out here that are attempting to some of the officials in the church. And then you got some of these deacons in there that's going to be so great, they broke a promise already. Because Sister Sally and Sister David, Deacon David, you don't know what game they have. And maybe Sister Sally may have her better half on the other side, while her better half may be at work, and Deacon David may come in and flirt with Sister Sally. Or that's one thing, but remember, you made a promise to the Lord, and you said you wasn't going to break it, but you wouldn't go through with it. Another thing is that once you did that, you put everything under the cover and keep it hush hush. Let's keep this quiet. Don't let nobody know that this is going on. But remember, there's always someone out there watching you, them too. And that's still a shame, but you broke a promise that you wouldn't do that no more. Next step. Nosy Rosie. She did the same thing. Made the good Lord a promise that she's going to stop being nosy, dipping in other people's business, and start telling everything that she knows. But that's Sunday morning. That's Sunday morning. But Monday through Saturday, she's always calling somebody and gossiping about this and that. They doing this, they ain't doing that. Or they should be this way and do that. They know everybody's business, but they don't take care of their own business. This is called a part of what I say, boasting. And when you boast about your sister and your brother, and telling their business, and you may not even know, or making up stuff about them, then guess what? That's a shame right there. Shame on you or on them. Because you don't have to listen to what they have to say all the time. But you stay there and you hold the conversation and you listen to what they say. Half the things that they say is not true, and half the stuff they say is not true. Sometimes they make up stuff. Nosy Rosie is the most biggest newscaster than 6, 10, and 4. And you might well say 6, 10, and 4, they do regular news, but they're always a 6, there's always a 10, then there's always a 4 inside in every church that knows everything and don't know nothing. And they don't even know what time of day it is or what day when it started, how it started, and when it got together and when it got off. And they they're so angry. The thing about this, they're so angry within themselves that things didn't go the way they want. So they start blasting and they start boasting. That's another way of boasting. Another way of boasting is that you got some in there that says that, hey, I got this and I got that. You don't have it all. It's not yours. It's just a loner why you here. It's just a loner why you are here. And when you, reason why I'm saying it, because when you lay that last breath and close your eyes for the last time, you have to give it back. It's not yours. You cannot take it with you. So that's just as a loner as you go on and on. And it's not yours. You boast about, I got this, I got that. Oh, I brought this new car, man. It cost me $20,000. Well, it may, you was blessed to get that. But why would you boast and make your fellow man, or fellow sister, tear him down because you got this? That's another shame on you because you boast about that. Another shame is that you are just a person that likes to run your mouth and just keep it. So just to be seen or to be heard. Shame on you. And you don't take somebody tell you that you're ashamed, man. You should be ashamed of yourself. What you do, you let it go in one ear and out the other. And when you do that, you are not paying, you're not taking it to heart. Some things you have to take to heart. And some things you have to kind of look at it and to take to heart. Have you ever considered what you are doing half the time? Have you ever considered that you have really turned people apart? You know, one verse of the commandments say, thou shalt not kill. I'm not talking about with a gun, knife, or choking. I'm talking somebody, killing somebody with your words and with your mouth. Or you're telling this, or you're telling that. You tell them, hey, which things that you don't know. But deep inside, you are shameful. And deep inside, you got a real deep, real, real deep feeling of, they say, self-pity. Because if things don't go your way, why take your self-pity and put it on somebody else? And deep down inside, it's your self-pity. But it's shameful that you, it's shameful. It's very shameful. This is Talktainment Radio, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and this is the way radio should be heard. I'm giving out my shout-outs again. I'm giving a shout-out to all my friends and to all the people that I know that's at Core Lab. That's my friends, Joanne, Jenny, Scott, Mike, and my friend Mike and everything. Mike, my friend Mike and Scotty, they tell me things that, you know, that's not, it's not even reasonable, not sensible enough, but they say, I hear what they say sometimes. That's them. But they're not in where we are. They're not where we go. They do their own thing. But we, some of us Christian folks, or as I'm going to say, I'm not going to say Christian folks, I'm going to say church folks. Church folks. Some of us church folks get to the point where that we do so much. And you're not trying to straighten it out. You're not going to straighten it out. You're going to hold it right where it is. Right where it is. And it's so much of a mix-up, so much of a battle or a seesaw battle that ones that's trying to hold on and keep their promises, they can't keep their promise because to the Lord because of some of you are so shameful, you want to make them look, make them feel uncomfortable. I'm not going to say look, but make them feel uncomfortable. But the shame is still there on you. The shame will always be on you. And if you can't, if you don't, the only way to get rid of this thing, you got to step out away from that shame, pray yourself away from that shame, and come on, you got to go home and look in the mirror and see for yourself what type of shameful person that you are and what you did. You don't need to be in the shameful. You got to come away, get out of shame city. And shame in the city and shame on you are two different, two people. Shame on you is the things that you do, and shame in the city because you're living in that city. You are shame in the city. You are shame to yourself. You are shame to others. And when you get shame, you make enemies. You shame on your enemies. Their shame. You put their shame on. You put your shame on them and they shame on you. But still, y'all still buddy-buddy and you're still doing your thing that's supposed to be doing. And you're still putting the shame on good, innocent people that are trying to keep the promise that they made to the good Lord. You made a promise, but you didn't keep it. You made a promise that you didn't want, that you didn't intend to keep. You did it for a show. You did it to let people know, well, I can do exactly what you do. But you got to think, was it, you really didn't get down and think, am I from real or am I jiving? And you cannot be jiving and being, you got to treat either for real, love one, or let the other go. That's what you got to do. Okay, my Facebook friends, and it was enjoy talking to you now, and I hope to see you again.
I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said, making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
Hello, hello. This is Dr. Beast. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is Stairway to Heaven, your host, Claude Smith. And my subject is today, shame on you. I'm reading out of the 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm taking some excerpts, some words from that, so that I can explain to them as I go along the way. As I said, before it says, I'm reading the second verse. It says, for the people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud aristocrats, abusive, disobedient and to their parents, ungratefully and unholy, heartless, unacceptable, scandalous, without self-control, brutal, and not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conflict, love of pleasures, rather than lovers of God. My thing is from that, it's called, what I'm taking out of it, it's called Shame on You. And that's, I'm using some of the essence from that chapter, Shame on You, from those verses of Shame on You. This is Slim and the Supreme Saints. Angels.
Shame.
And the Supreme Angels, and this is our subject. That's what I said. It's called Shame on You. Another thing I'm gonna say, verse 4 says, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conflict. But I'm gonna drop down to verse 6, for among them are those who creep into households and catch weak women, burdened with sins and led astray by various passions. This is quite a shame city. This is quite a shame city. As I say, you, like the song says, you make a promise, but you didn't go through with it, and you didn't keep it. It also says that, you know, you go out and you stay out all night doing what you're doing your thing. Getting to the part where it says, going to a household where there are very weak women. We are talking about the women that, what it says, it's talking about, you go to this household and you got women just weak and do anything to what somebody say, burdened with sin and led straight away to various passions. Now that you don't need. There's a lot of passion out there that shouldn't be, that's there, that it's just there, and it shouldn't be there. But remember, you made a promise to the good Lord that you wasn't going to do this anymore. And you also made a passion that you're not going to be out there drinking and telling lies and everything. In company, lover of pleasure rather than lovers of God, you forgot what you told the good Lord when you joined the church and said and made a promise. That was a promise that you made, that you tired, that you tell people, I'm tired of doing this, what I'm doing now, but you're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And you forget about what you said and what you did, but you broke a promise. But you are in the city, what you're living in, a city called Shame City. You live in this city of shame, but it's still, it's a shame on you or what you did. Getting back to where I started back, as I said before, where you become disobedient. Children become disobedient to the parents. And you know the way it's written now, a child, the way society has got children, got the kids now, a parent cannot touch them. Because if a child all had to do is pick up the phone, dial 911, and that's it. Children have become disobedient. They don't want to listen to their parents. They don't listen to nothing what parents say. But I can't always bring the child. It's what the parents did in that child's life. It's what the parent did to do things. If he figured that mom and dad can do it, I can do it also. And you, when you do it like that, and you want to jump them about or spank them about it, take a second look at yourself. Did he see me do that, or did they see me do? Did they see us do this? And somebody might come and say, "Well, you did it. How come I can't do it?" This is where you. This is where how a child becomes disobedient in school and at home. And it's so much interesting that it's so bad that children, they get nervous. Or there are children that have been abused and they do things. Or there's children that have been forced to do things and they do so much that they become disobedient. For among them 100 with sins and lay astray by various passions. There's so many passions out there, you forget. It's called temptation. And then it's temptation, as I said before, it's temptation. And you do so much temptation about what you involve in. All of us has a weakness. We all have a weakness. And we have to try to fight that weakness ourselves. You have to learn how to always learn it and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. This is as James and opposes Moses to those men who oppose the truth. When you start making a falsehood and making a lot of falsehood about certain things, you have to try to, it becomes a story, and it becomes a, it becomes something that, well, it becomes a great big lie. Let's put it that way, a great big lie. And for as they do things, for as that, they do a lot of, they'll add one lie to another lie, and another lie, and keep going. They finally gets twisted around. I could say that, let me, for example, I could say that the sky is green, and I know it's not green, and somebody go by and say, I said it was, come back with truth, but the sky is blue, which is true. Or I could say, I saw this man with somebody that he shouldn't be, and then you don't know who that person is. It could be his cousin or family member, but still you'll go out there. This is why I say this is a nosy Rosie thing, and this is what she does. She gets to see things that's not truthful, very not truthful. And she makes, they make up things. Nosy Rose is the type of person that likes to dip in people's business, but still, as I said before, they are boasters. She boasts about this and boasts about that. And she's nothing but a large burden on other people. While the evil people and imposters will go on front and bad onto worse deceiving and being discovered. And that happens. I may not have a lot of money. This is known as the sensei. This is the for the Lord singing this song. The best home in town. I may not have the best education. So many of times I've been pushed around. But there's one thing that I know for myself. If you got Jesus, you don't need nobody else.
I've got Jesus.
Yes, I do.
And that's good.
It's good enough for me. I've got my health and I've got my strength. Sometimes when you think about it, don't the mean things folks say hurt so bad? If you sit down and you think about it, you can't miss a friend that you never had. They gonna talk about you anyway. You go on, hold your head up and say,
I've got Jesus.
Yes, I do.
And that's good.
It's good enough for me. No matter what you say, I'm gonna stay with God anyway. Okay, that was the group called for the Lord singing. I got Jesus. Okay, let's go to another part of this second Timothy chapter 3. It says here, but as far as you continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it from. That's there. Is something that there brings to a clue that we all are teachers of, are students of what we learned. It could be a teacher don't have to be in high school or college anywhere. Teachers, we get most of our teaching from the home front. In other words, I'm going back, shame in the city is like a school. We learn things, we do things, and we pick up things. But remember what you did. Remember that you went to church, gave the preacher your right hand to fellowship, promised the Lord that you weren't going to do these things, this and that and the other. But in a way, you did not keep your promise. You did not keep what you said you was going to do or about to do. I hate that. That you made a promise and you didn't keep it. And when you learn what you learn and you go use it and put it on, use it against other people that are harmless people or weak people, that they don't learn that much, that they don't know what you're doing, and they think you're coming from a weak person that's really, really, that's nice, have a kind heart, beautiful heart. You don't know what they're gonna do. And they're trying to be giving you their friendship out of love and pure heart, but you do not learn what is said. You do not learn what they are doing. In other words, they're telling you one thing, but it's a lie, but it's always another front ahead of it. As the scripture, brethren, are by God and portable for teaching, a reproof for connection, and the training in righteousness. A lot of us wants to learn righteousness, but we don't follow it. But we always say, shame on you. You're not going back. You're not keeping your promise. You're not keeping the promises that you said. You're not keeping the promise that you started out with. You're not keeping the promises that the Lord, that you made to the Lord. And this is how it is. Keys of Harmony singing. I'll pass away. That was the Keys of Harmony singing, I'll Fly Away. Also, the Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And I'm going to say something about the Keys. We are still together, and as soon as this pandemic gets down and everything, you will be hearing from us. That's the last word. That's what I was informed. But getting back to my subject, that, you know, that all the time, all this is Shame on You is part of Shame in the City. And this is what I'm going to close out with. When you do things and you make God a promise, you broke it, and that's a shame on you. And you decide to leave God to go to shame in the city, it's just like you forgot who brought you here. It's just like somebody brought you a loaned you some money or loaned you a pen or something, and you did something. You burnt the bridge. But you know, God is a forgiving God about what about you and what He has done for you. We have to learn, when we make a promise to Him, we must learn to keep it. And when you make a promise to Him, you must forget about the shame in the city, forget about how you got away from, and stay away from where you got away from. Because you are a bad, and you are not thinking. Your weakness, you let your weakness take over your strongness. And you got to be, when you feel your weakness come, you got to get away from your weakness, get on your knees and pray, say, the Lord, remove this from me. And this is the only way you're going to get away from it. And when you do that, your shame will go away. But until then, and you still want to stay there, shame on you. You made that promise. You should either you're gonna keep it, or you're gonna let it go. You're gonna have to let one go, or keep one and keep the other. Somebody's gonna have to lose, and somebody's gonna have to win. And that ballpark is in your pocket for you that you have to win. We have to learn to love each other. We have to learn to keep our promise with everyone. Because every word that you say, every step that you say, that it's not always there to hold on to. You got to hold on what you made and what you promised. You cannot let nobody change. You cannot get hot 1 minute and cold the next. And this, my brothers and sisters, my brothers and sisters and my friends, I like to tell you this, that when you do that, you will always be straight, and you'll always keep your goal in. I had a hard time trying, when I thought of this subject, I had a feeling it was going to be a little hard, but it wasn't hard, it was a little easy, but it's a little hard. Thank God it put the words in my mouth to bring it to me. This group was called For the Lord. They're out of Houston, Texas.
Do your will, yeah. You see, I'm just a young man that loves the Lord. Everywhere I go, I try to keep Him involved. He's in my heart. I'm gonna do your will, even though I have to get somewhere and be still.
Said I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
I'm ready
to do your will.
Every day, every way.
Said I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
Said I'm ready.
Said I'm ready
to do your will.
I'm
available.
I'm available
to do your will.
Okay, that was the group called For the Lord. The song was called Do Your Will. And they are from out of Houston, Texas. Also, I almost forgot, next year, like I said, I'm asking for all managers, promoters, so we can get together soon so we can get a great gospel explosion next year down to the Commons. We're going to try to get the Commons, I'm going to say that, try to get the Commons, so we can get a big gospel explosion, gospel music fest. And oh, I almost forgot, but got caught up in the subject. And I wouldn't tend to do that, but it happens. But you know, you never know when you do something, you don't, nothing else matter. Because once you get in that word and learn from that word, you forget about the outside, forget about things you're doing. But anyway, like I said before, I'm still trying to get the promoters, and I got two people getting ready to work with me, which I'm not gonna mention their names, because we all gonna have to get a meeting, and we're gonna get this stuff together. Because like somebody here need to do something in Columbus, and we need to do a gospel explosion at the Commons. And hopefully that when we do get this together, it will be a success. As I say, my subject was Shame on You. And just remember that when you make that promise to the Lord, don't break it, because the shame will come back on you. You will go to the city of shame, and that which means you go back to your old ways. That's what I'm saying. And you got to stay away. You got to break that. There's a lot of things. I know we all not perfect. We all make mistakes. But sometimes when you make mistakes, the best thing to do is ask the Lord to forgive you for the mistakes that you made. You got to try to break those mistakes. But once you do that, you know, you'll be all right. But we're not all perfect, and we all gonna do things one thing or another. We gonna always make that mistake. Also, I like to say that when you do make that mistake, just think about it. So when we take time out, look in the mirror for a change and see what we can do, or look at ourselves and say, find some improvements, and this is what we have to do, find the improvements that we made within ourselves. And once we do that, we will be all right. You know, this is one thing I had to put on my heart. That's just one thing that I had to do. And this lesson goes for me too. This lesson goes for me too. And this is anything that comes, anything I hear that I come out, it's not only go to my listening family, listening friends, but it also goes for me too. And I have to look in the mirror and get myself straight to on things. Wishing every one of you that you will learn that, hopefully that we can all get together one day and sit down and think about the goodness of the Lord, and think about everything that you have done every day. We need to get together. Well, looks like I'm getting close to the hour. And we got to try to get things together, get ourselves together. And this is one thing, we got to keep going and keep doing things together. We love each other. We got to do God's will. And I'm going to say that we got to do God's will. And for I'm saying this, mind's nothing but the garden. What you put in it, let it grow. Don't let it grow, because it will grow. And if you got a smile, give it to somebody. Love you, and see you next time.
That loves the Lord. Everywhere I go, I try to keep him involved. He's in my heart. I'm gonna do your will, even though I have to get somewhere and be still.